Chapter 28. After the Sabbath, when it was growing light on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to view the grave. And look, a great earthquake had taken place, for Jehovah's angel had descended from heaven and had come and rolled away the stone, and he was sitting on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing was as white as snow. Yes, out of their fear of him, the watchmen trembled and became as dead men. But the angel said to the women,
"Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was executed on the stake. He is not here, for he was raised up, just as he said. Come, see the place where he was lying. Then go quickly and tell his disciples that he was raised up from the dead. For look, he is going ahead of you into Galilee. You will see him there. Look, I have told you."
So, quickly leaving the memorial tomb, with fear and great joy, they ran to report to his disciples. And look, Jesus met them and said,
"Good day."
They approached and took hold of his feet and did obeisance to him. Then Jesus said to them,
"Have no fear. Go, report to my brothers so that they may go to Galilee, and there they will see me."
While they were on their way, some of the guards went into the city and reported to the chief priests all the things that had happened. And after these had gathered with the elders and had consulted together, they gave a considerable number of silver pieces to the soldiers and said,
"Say, his disciples came in the night and stole him while we were sleeping.
And if this gets to the governor's ears, we will explain the matter to him, and you will not need to worry."
So they took the silver pieces and did as they were instructed. And this story has been spread abroad among the Jews up to this very day. However, the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had arranged for them to meet. When they saw him, they did obeisance, but some doubted. Jesus approached and spoke to them, saying,
"All authority has been given me in heaven and on the earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of people of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all the things I have commanded you. And look, I am with you all the days until the conclusion of the system of things."